When you hear that music on Michigan radio, it's normally much later in the day. That's the theme song for Stateside, our show about all things Michigan. Cynthia Canty has hosted Stateside since it began in 2012, but now she's getting ready for another adventure. After 40 years in broadcasting, Cindy is retiring. Stateside will continue, but Cindy's final episodes are airing this week, and she joins me now. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning, Doug. It's good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you, too. Many of our listeners had heard your voice or seen your face before your time at Stateside. Tell us a little bit about your road to Michigan radio.
It started in Detroit. In fact, I have always worked in Detroit. I began at a religious station, WMUZ, in Detroit, working 1 a.m. to 8 a.m., six mornings a week for $180 a week doing the news. And that was exactly 40 years ago right now, December 1979. And from there, I leapfrogged up to WNIC, which was a huge adult contemporary station, and I was with St. James and Harper, like a top rated morning show that I used to listen to before I got into the business. Then I meandered my way over by 1987 to television, and I was on WKBD TV doing a public affairs show for a while, but then news street reporter and anchor. And then after a number of years of that, that does tire you out. And I came back to radio, back to WNIC, back with Jim Harper, how a lot of people know me is working with Jim Harper. And we wound up from WNIC. We went to a station called Magic 105.1, WMGC. And we were there until the end of the show in 2011. And then, ta-da, I wound up at Michigan Radio in August of 2012.
Well, and Stateside debuted, as you say, in 2012. Mm-hmm. We have some tape from your very first show. Let's take a listen.
Well, here we are 20 months after you did it. You became governor. And I'm wondering, how do the realities and the pressures of serving in this office compare to what you thought the job would be like when you were sitting there and considering that run?
It's reasonably close. I mean, the good part is I had started new businesses or done new things in my career in the past. And as part of that, you always know you're not going to know a lot of things.
So there you are talking with then-Governor Rick Snyder,
yes,
your very first guest on Stateside. You've done thousands of interviews since then. What were some of your favorites?
I would say the one that has really stuck in my heart, and we're going to actually have him back on the show this week, is Richard Phillips. Richard was the longest-serving exoneree in U.S. history. He went in to prison unjustly convicted about the time I was going into high school. And when he was released a couple of years ago, we had him in here on Stateside with David Moran from the University of Michigan Innocence
right.
Project. They're the ones that helped shepherd through and got him out. He was exonerated. And I don't know how I would not be full of righteous fury and anger. And this man, Richard Phillips, made a conscious choice not to be that person. And his spirit just struck me as he was trying to get his footing in this new world after he'd been, you know, locked up all those decades. And he did not let it ruin his spirit. And I think that one of the thousands I've done, we figured about 7,400 interviews over
wow.
the course, that one really stuck in my mind, really.
Cindy, Stateside will live on. April Baer,
yes,
announced as the new host. She comes to us from Oregon Public Broadcasting, also is originally from Ohio. We won't hold that against her. and we'll hear more from April in the coming weeks, and you can read more about her at MichiganRadio.org. But we should also mention the work of Lester Graham, who's
yes.
hosted Fridays on Stateside. April will be hosting all week, but Lester will continue to host our Environment Report coverage. He's contributed so much to the body of work for the program.
He has brought in his whole set of skills. We both came out of commercial radio, and that's what's kind of fun too, as we've talked about that. But he's just such a tenacious investigator, but also his Artisans series and his Cheers series. What a fun thing that's added, and I have a feeling that might continue. I don't think we've heard the last of Lester and Cheers in these craft cocktails. But what a cool dimension, because it goes to show Stateside can be about anything Michigan. And
that's
so
right.
We look for the light as well as the weighty stuff.
I know you'll have more to say to your listeners in your regular
yeah.
time slot, but what will you miss about the job?
I will miss being kindly invited into people's homes, cars, offices every day when they make the choice to tune into Stateside and listen. I will miss being a part of people's lives, and I will miss that chance to talk to interesting people, sometimes famous people, sometimes not famous people. people. And always my question, I was thinking as I was hearing Governor Snyder talk to me, my question is usually, how do you do the thing you do?
Mm-hmm.
I find that, how did you get to where you are? How do you do that? What do you like? What surprised you? That's kind of always been something that I have loved exploring. And so I'll miss kind of unwrapping that interesting angle of somebody each time I sit down to talk with them.
But I know you're excited about the next chapter, so, and I'm sure listeners would love to know, what will you be doing after stateside?
After stateside, certainly time with grandkids. We have Liam, Bridget, and Rory are 8, 5, and 3. So I suspect our son Brendan and daughter-in-law Megan won't mind a little extra Grandma Cindy help. And also my husband Sean, who is from Ireland, we bought a little cottage in West Cork, Ireland 22 years ago. All this time, it's always been in 2-week chunks, maybe 3 weeks. And I look forward to going over and just settling in. I've got a 7-week trip planned for the spring where I'm ready to come home. I don't feel torn away from my little countryside perch overlooking the ocean.
Well, Cindy, when I got here in 2016, you had me on for a quiz about how to pronounce names of places in Michigan. No quiz for you today, but I do just want to say it's been so fun working with you and fundraising with you, and I wish you all the best in the next chapter.
Doug, back at you. It's been so wonderful to be part of the Michigan Radio family, and thank you so much for your support and your friendship, and I'll be listening.
Cynthia Canty is the host of Stateside. You can hear her all this week at 3 p.m. and 10 p.m. Her final show is this Friday here on Michigan Radio.